שאתה יודע, the tearaway, רבי יוסי חזן.
Morning. In the Haftarah for this week, Abolein Lutayva, it says over Pasuk in Yishaya, in Adalit, Uverega Kotin Azavti Chuvrachim Gedoyle Makapzeich. And I saw put at the Eat of Lev in next week's parasha brings a murder to Gevorot from the Havashalom, Rav Nachum Mendel of Kosov, who says, if time in your eyes, a minute, is Kotin, Uverega Kotin, then the Eibishter says, Azavti, I'm going to abandon you. In Fakert, this Einikol, the first vision that Rebbe brings, Das is the Indian of Tshuva, the opposite of the Ruach Shtus, that causes a person to sin. Das is Nutrikun Do'es, to be conscious, to be cognizant of the importance of time. And I saw the Rav's brother, the Shagel Meir, says a vort, that said, Lahazir Hagdoilim Alaktanim, that great people take care of Ketanim, small measures of time. The Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Veschanen Lashem, Bo'esahi, whatever amount of time it is, Lamer, you should be involved with Torah, with Tefillah, and good things. And therefore, the Pasuk says, Uberachman Gedoilim Akapzech, there's a word from the Zedetroiver, it's for him bring, that Uberachman Gedoilim De Ebishter, Bitzad Rachmav, is Mekabe, it's a minute here and a minute there, and he makes from them a Chaticha Royal Veskabe, it's something important. So when I saw this vort, I thought to myself, a few weeks ago we read Parshas Ekev. I think, I don't know if I mentioned it, I didn't mention it. Voye Ekev Tishvu Nein V'hoye Loshen Simcha Ekev Ayin Kuv Beis, which is the trick and stands for Berachmim Gedoy L'makapt. Berega Kotten Azavtich. Right? That in a moment when the Eibishter seemed Fayachol to have abandoned Kal Yisrael, which refers to either, I said, one of the Pirushim, two Pirushim that I said, there are many more Pirushim, either refers the Ekev to the our generation of Ikvus of the Mashiach. In other Sfarim, Vahya Ekev refers to the end of the year, which is Chodesh Elul. Right? There's a Gevaldige Simcha, if in these two Tkufas Tishma. And I thought to myself, there's a Tzara Shova, there's a common denominator, Sayin Chodesh Elul and Ikvus of the Mashiach, that in both time punches above its weight. Time is worth more than it appears on the clock the rest of the year. When it comes to Chodesh El, there is a famous letter from the Ben Ish Chai, who says, to Moira de Gavort, it should shake a person, that a minute in Chodesh El is worth a month the rest of the year. That itself like should wake people up. When it comes to Ikvus of the Mashiach, and that's what the Pshat puts it simply, without any lumdas, is Pashat, Noyusin Lebesulah, Shteim Asachoydish, the whole year, Beruchnias, Begashmias, Banachayim Zoyna, is totally in El. So you see, every minute in El, its value is weighs far above its time on the clock. When it comes to Ikvus of the Mashiach, I've said many times, there's a story, a joke, based on what the story told, of a pilot who gets in the microphone on the airplane, and he says, ladies and gentlemen, I have good news and bad news. This mamish story symbolizes our tkufa. The good news is we're making record-breaking time. The bad news is we're totally off course. Because the modern world is governed not by the compass, but by the speedometer, as I once said in the sermon in Holy Law. Dainu, as someone once put it very beautifully, no one knows where they're going today, but they're determined to set a speed record to get there. Life. And you see life today, but in the secular world, in history, whatever, is going so fast. In the olden days, you read history of the 30-year war, and a 70-year war, and a 100-year war. Heintige Zeiten, Bin Laila, things change. The amount of knowledge, that comes out every year, the amount of change, technology, etc., is awesome. But everything in the Goyish world, in the general world, spiegels up in Yiddishkeit. The amount, the acceleration, the speed, the rate of change, of progress, or verkehrt, is unparalleled in our generation. We're living mamish in the split seconds before Mashiach. and there, all the tikkunim and all the yichudim and all that has to be done, the Eibishter has to, everything runs much faster in our generation than in olden days. The famous story I often tell, I've said this many times probably, there was a chassid of the Alter Rebbe had a son who was an ilui, and raising an iluyim is never easy. Chana, when she asked for children, v'nasat l'amoscha zeir anoshim, l'chachem v'letibish, tzuklu eichtekish. This boy was a genius, off the charts, a brilliant man. And, you know, whatever, unconventional. And he got nitfis into haskolah, see, whatever it was in those days, and he went off the beaten track. So the father came to cry his eyes out for the Alter Rebbe, when he was still in the Yojna. And the Alter Rebbe says, bring him to me. But he won't want to come, persuade him. So finally he said, I'm not going to musa you, it's not Lutei Elis anymore. One thing I want, I'll keep quiet the rest of my life, but I want you once to go to the Rebbe. Okay, he went. And he went riding on a horse. He had a very fancy horse. Like in those days, Yidden never went on a horse himself. They went on a golem, right, on a wagon. A porritz, a goy, he went on a horse. He came to the Alter Rebbe in the middle of Lyozhna, right, which probably had three streets in those days, whatever, on a horse, on a saddleback, you know, whatever. Everyone cooked on it. The Alter Rebbe said to him, how'd you get here? He said, I'm on a horse. He said, why can't you use our gola? Because the horse itself goes very fast, and I have these sturdy horses, and they gallop 300 miles a minute. So Alter Rebbe said, that's all good if you're on the right track. So you get to your place, you have a fast horse, you get to your destination much faster. But if you're fablunged, if you're lost, right, then forget, the further you're going further and further away from where you should be. So the boy was a cop. He smiles at Alter Rebbe, condescending, Rebbe, what's that to infer, right? Like, you know, it's not your business, but I'm telling you, that's mechapzich, even if you have a fast horse, and when you get lost, it's worse. But if you chapzich, that you're going wrong, you come back much faster. So it pays off in the long run. So the Alter Rebbe gave him a cook and said, as mechapzich, if you chapzich. The boy heard this, and he fainted, he chalished on the spot, and he became a bal tshuva, and the rest is history. Lived happily ever after. Right, the ma'aseh is the pace of, you see today, where the nesyonos are all the l'mayla mirach, which is unbelievable, right? The Berditcheva famously said, he was made a l'syonos on Kal Yisrael, if the Eibush, what did the Eibush do? He put the taivas in front of your face, and the Gehenim he put in Reishis Chochmah. If he put the Gehenim in front of your face, and the taivas in Reishis Chochmah, nobody would sit. I thought to myself today, there are so many families who now have a taivas in front of their eyes, but they have the Gehenna also in front of their eyes. Right? People have so much sorrows, bon lechayim, zayin, shiduchim, parnosa, whatever, right? And the tzoros is poshet mavir maltaitim valdaskui, right? Terrible generation of tzoros. And asher alkein, a yid in this generation, right, could return the ability to do tshuva in this generation has never been easier. I'll tell you a story. There was a big Rebbe in Borough Park called Bitzik of Amshinov, a special, a holy Jew. And Aseres Mei Tshuva, he was learning with the younger man, Igeres HaTshuva, the third part of Tanya. 12 Parak, good thing to learn at this time of the year. And in the first Perik Beis, Perik Gimel, the Alter Rebbe does at length within the Rishonim, the Kadmonim, the Rizal, whatever, brings all these Taniyas and Zigufim, they have to prava tshuva for tshuva. And a younger man started learning this. Finster in the Eugen, he said, Rebbe, if I fast the rest of my life, I'll never, like, it's like impossible. How does a... So the Amshin of a Rebbe said, Amor dike tifa vort. He said, Amol, you lived in a shtetl somewhere, in a pole, right? It was everyone's from, your father's from, your mother's from, your Zayda, your Baba, the whole shtetl, everyone is Elch, right? If you want to be Pyrrhic Ol, right, it's so difficult. You have to run against the grain of society, right? Since Averis were so easy, right, therefore the Tikkun of Tshuva also was, forget, since Averis were so difficult, it was Mamish Pirtzah, therefore the Derech of Tshuva was also so difficult. Masha'enkin today, the Averis are so easy. The temptations are right in front of you. Asher Alkein, the Derech of Tshuva is also much easier. The Satmar Rebbe says this, like Abi Shevin. He says, all these inyonim that are said in Sforim and things that Tshuva doesn't help for, that was only Bizmanahu. Bizmanazeh, because of the miskite of the generation, the Derech of Tshuva is so much more easy. Bichal, there's a word from the Chassam Sofer, Chavetz Chaim, many people said it. The pasuk says in Tilum David HaMelech says, "Kirachoyk mizrach mimayriv hichri menos drain." As east is far from west, so the Eibishter has set aside, put away our aveiros. How far is east from west? All you got to do, it's not very far. All you got to do is turn around. I once saw a bumper sticker in America which said, "God allows U-turns." All you got to make a U-turn. You don't got to go 500 miles. Turn around. Right? How do I know? It's a psak din halach. The Gemara says, "I'm a kaddish is a isha, I'm a nash and it's a digomer." Right? You put a ring on a woman in front of two kosher witnesses. You're hereby betrothed to me on the condition that I'm a tzaddik gom, tzaddik, right? Is shibukudesh is misafik, shema hira tshuva melibi. Right? Is the chalaya that a person could do tshuva b'lashon hazoyer, b'shaita chodo, b'riga chodo. And a tzaddik in tights, b'shaita chodo, but ain't care. Turn around. The previous Kvera Rebbe was, I remember tzaddik gisdelem, he had an expression, it's a beautiful expression, tshuva is nishkan ber, tshuva is noraker. Tshuva is not a bear. Doesn't devour you. All that tshuva demands is a care. What? Turn around. Just turn around. Can you do it? The Pirush of the Rapshus, I said this many times. Tchil mikroi kodesh. When a yid is mikroi, he wants to sum up kedusha. All you got to do is zeichil tzitika betzrayim. In one moment, the Eibusher tells Moshe and Aaron, "Mish tell the yid mishchuchu, mishchu yideichem avayd zara, uchulachem soin." One minute you're an oivet avayd zara. The next minute you bring a korban lashem. Look at the Sosema says. Look at the Yamsuf. One minute they're krechsin hamibli and kvorim b'mitzrayim ki yachtanu lomus b'midbar la mamaza asisa lana ki yachtanim b'mitzrayim. They're regretting it's yes mitzrayim. 2 minutes later, oz yosher sharlei nemer ali yosher tchias hamesim which was shorim b'chayim kri hamesim umit damol ros oshiv chalayom yisus mashiray yechesul ben buzi gevaltig reach gevaltig madreges never to be repeated. The vort important teres avos for a mishal kabriner murid the gevort. I heard it different in schos, but he said that a yid who's choite and a chet chomer meoid men atoyra, and a minute later he can't stand before the Eibishter to kebed ames chatlus ne oviv at loydorach al miftan achsidus. He hasn't begun to walk on the threshold of chsidus. And then in others want to change his expression, not chsidus, but Yiddishkeit. Basic Yiddishkeit is a yid in 1 second could turn from menakotz al akotz. And that's the reason the Shin of Rav brings the Yecheskel, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, "Ein ben David bo, ele beder shekul lechayev, kul zakay ha-der shekul lechayev." Says, how could one think that our generation is going to be a der shekul zakay if the generations of Tanoyim and Rabbonim and Goinim and Rishonim and Kimalochim weren't able? Says the Shin of Rav, Divya Chesel, sprinted, Dafka Mishum Hochi, because our generation has such a terrible Hesterponim and the Rishoyim Amiz Gabrim and the Sitracha, whatever. Dafka, because of that, there's a pasuk which says, Oid, read the pasuk. We'll get to it, right? That the Arizal brings the Shara Gulgulim, let me say, that the ma'at, the little bit that we have today, b'zman hazeh, is more choshuv by the Eibishter than all the godless of previous generations. B'dafka because of the Hester Pon. And dafka Reb Tzaddik brings in this week's parasha in Pri Tzaddik, the head of Torah start Roni Akora lo yolodo, right? And the question is, why should Roni Akora? So the Gemara says that the Tzuki asked this to one of the Amiroim, and he said, because Roni Akora, Shal Yolad Bonim Legehenim Kavasaych, didn't create children who are going to end up roasting and toasting like you guys. So, why is it called an Akora? Because we're living in a generation, says Reb Tzaddik, where it seems that there's no payers from our actions. We're just like the lowest possible generation. Tzaddikim used to laugh at this generation, right? Nevertheless, ki rabim b'nei shemema, because we're the b'nei shemema, we're living in this generation where whatever. Therefore, what we do is considered to be rabim, right? They say that the Abderav once was sitting by his tish, and he was mashpil himself like an offer. And he said, today, b'nei chagris are men, she's a rebbe, whatever. He said, if Abaye would live in Constantine and Rava would live in Chmelnik, Ich will given a shiking. I would be a nobody should be nobody's. Or when he finished his whole schmooze, it's like chopping into himself, he said, Gleibs mir auf mein ehrliche Wort, right? That there never was a generation where the Abrahams had as much nachas as our generation. The Mittler Rebbe brings into his Chaim, that when it says, Vayish Moshe, Onav Ma'oid Mikol Adma Ben Adama, why was he so humble, Moshe? Because he saw the generation of Ikus and the Mashiach. And all the disyoinis that we go through, and compared to silly, he wants better. That is gevaldige choshev by the Eibishim. The Zohar Chai from the Gemara brings that what in previous years, I'm talking about the speed, the acceleration, the progress, what in previous generation you needed elef alfei taniyos to be mechaper, today you could do it bin laila. The simple person, a chosid cotton, if he wants to be misoyer, he can chap. The Magid said, what in years ago it took gevaldige madreges to get Ruach HaKodesh, the Rambam, etc. Today a person can get Ruach HaKodesh in anything, overnight. Right? Moshel Mar, the Melech brings us to Parash Vayeshev. A king, imagine a king is sitting in his palace, with all the Gnuni Mals. And one of the avodim working the palace invites the king to come over to his humble dir. Also, the king is going to come to you. But he has a palace here with 3,000 rooms, with avodim, with chandeliers, whatever. However, when the king is on the way, and his mitten journey, right, and he needs somewhere to stay, here, he doesn't need the Buckingham Palace. As long as the place is clean, it's rain, it's basic, the king was willing to stay there and enjoy himself. So all the Tedemagid, as long as a person is Shtub, is Bayam Noki, it's rain, it's clean, then the Eibishter will be Darthir. Be'emes, it says in Sforim HaKadoshim, that what it took in previous generations, tremendous Yigiyah, and Amelus, the one, the Chiddush Harim said this in a few places, what it took in previous generations, years, to have Amelus and Yigiyah, to understand, today the Eibishter gives a person, if you're Eldach Matonas, unbelievable. When the Chiddush Harim brings up Meir Tikka Pshat, Dor L'Dor, you say it three times a day, Yishabach Masecho, as the generations progress, where the Chura B'chitzonius gets darker and darker, right? The emes is Yishabach Masecho, the Yidin become better and better. Because the Fi'erech, the Nisyonius, etc., we're on a much higher Madrig. The emes, the Abdurov says, the Eibishter wants Bechira Chofshis, right? The whole Scharva Inish is based on the principle of Bechira Chofshis. What happens if you live Bizman Shabbos Amin D'Shoyakai? And if you did something wrong, you know what they do to you? This the old Mises Bez. I've nished this Malkus. I'll just speak Parsha, right? Hello? Even after Churban HaBayis, whatever, 40 years before, there's no corporal punishment. There were Takonos, Hakol, and Claudius Rol, to Ma'anish, Oyravir, right? Bizman Azeh, every rake, every puiches is over averis, bishat nefesh, bifarhesia, without no busha, and fakeret is one of the students of adjuration to Rosh of Rali, it's what I'm saying. And if a person says, afal pikein, right, he remains erlich, right, it's, that will be the, we're like the akev, the heel, and the whole koim shleim of Claudius and all the previous generations depend on us, and we're the tachlis of all the world. And therefore, the Nisyonis are awesome. Because the Eibishter, the Chofetz Chaim famous said, right before the Eibishter will shech the Yetzirah, as the Gemara says in Soita, right? And right before the morning, it's the darkest period of the nights. So before the Eibishter shech the Yetzirah, the powers of evil are misgaber. Aber von deswegen, you never saw a generation with this greater siyata d'shmai, if a person is elderly and he wants to come back. The Balchuvas today, the Klaizma Rebbe says, are blessed with incredible siyata d'shmai. There's a pasuk, the Merv Shomesh brings B'Shem HaBal Shem Tov, in Dashmot, it's the Barsh Tzav, uvikashtem mishom es Hashem ulikecho. Mishom means anywhere, wherever he is, even b'dyuto tachtoino, uvikashtem mishom, when the t'nai is, kisid reshenu, when there's a shtoikikus, when there's a bikush. there's a famous word, I've said this many times, that the Chido brings, Ein lecha dover oimed b'fnei arotz. You've heard the expression. So the Pnei Menachem brings from his father, the Remes, it's not pshat, Ein lecha dover oimed arotz, I want to be Rekiv Eger. Right? I can stand on my head for 500 years, I'll never be Rekiv Eger. Right? What's that? Ein lecha dover oimed arotz? In other words, whether a person is successful or not, it's up to the Eibishter. Everything is Yatad Shema, everything is the Matana from the Eibishter. However, nothing stands in your way to have the Rotzen, the Yishtoikikus, the, right? And that's, someone pointed out, Tzomei is Gimatria Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. The Lu'um Azeh of the Sitrachra is Dafka, that a person has a Tzimoin, Bezois Yovei Aron Alakoydish, Bezois is Gimatria Cheshir. What the Eibishter wants is, not your Madregas, to have a Cheshir. And once you have that, there's a vort from the Bez Aron, who once said, it's important to use, G'doylem, I said this many times, G'doylem Ma'asei Hashem, Drushim L'chol Chavtzei. Whether you'll be a Godel, Tairin, Avoidin, Chesed, whatever, G'doylem is Ma'asei Hashem. That, you need the Eibishter's gift. Drushim, to be a Doirish, to be a Mavakish, to want, to have a Rotzen, that's up to you. I said, like this, Fasemis famously says this a thousand times. Sam is famous, he says, Bitchil, Bracious Barley came, Bitchil, all of Machshav, Liver, Yasailam, Midas, Hadin, Rosh, El Miskayim, Shim, Rachel. Stell sich the Shaila, plan one, plan B. But the MS is in Oilam HaMaisa, whether you're able to bring all your Kavanis, your desires to put them into fruition, that you need Midas Rachel, because not everyone, we're not all perfect, right? That a person wants in his mind, and that is Midas Adin. That's the Midas Adin on Drushim Chalafsei. And therefore, today, the Iker, what the Eibishter wants, there's a famous word, the Choyza brings in this week's parish in the Sefer Devar Emes, B'Shem the Rebbe of Zusha, when the Mishnah says in the end of Masech, the Soyter, the Simonim of Yitzhak, the Mashiach, one of them is, V'yirei Chet Yemosu. Because the avoid of our generation is the Ahavas Hashem, not Yerushalayim. And you're doing a good thing, but it's the wrong end of the stick. It's not what you needed, it's the muscle. And therefore, it's what this forum, the Sasemis brings. When you say Rotz Katzvi, what does Rotz mean? What does Tzvi mean? What? A deer. I knew that also. Tzvi in Aramish means Tzvi, a desire. Right? Rots means to run. But rots also means, right? There are rots. And so as Emma says, it's interrelated. How could a person be rots? And Lefid of Rain was very nice. How could a person accelerate his progress in Avodas Hashem? Rots, not so lean. And that's what the Eibishter asks of our Der Shuffle, right? The Ma'at, Oid Ma'at. Pasuk, I forgot the pasuk. Now, how does the pasuk start? Toiv ma'at latzkoyach. I'm getting seen now. Get old age. Toiv ma'at latzadik. Me'amayin rishoyim rab. So the magid of Mezrich Taich. Toiv ma'at latzadik. Even if in our generation we only have the ma'at, right? Nevertheless, it's considered to be tzadik. Why? Me'amayin rishoyim rab. If a yid is in agolus and you're surrounded me bias and mechutz pakoifer with all kinds of whatever. And you remain erlich, and you have the rotzen, is toiv ma'at latzadik, because me'amayin rishoyim rab. So atkan hakdom alf. El lefize, everyone is thinking in the bubble of the mind. Okay, comes this rabbi from Holy Law, right? And he's trying to be meilas yeshur on Eden, the altar's getting fine, and all you gotta do is have a bit of rotzen, and you shed a tear once upon a davin slichas, but roshonu, someone take it, and you're all free and nothing to worry about. Right? Life is easy. Tshuva is very easy. Right? Time to get the kunaris. Let me just three kashas. No, I said, how do I know that you could move very fast today and you could do shuvas b'shaitachod or b'rigachod the kolosh nazoir? Because it didn't. Hariat nekudesh liamanasi inside the gomer is a kshash sofik yidushin. Let me defrag in a kasha. The Rebbe asked this kasha in the kutasichas. You know, there's a din that just like if you fool a woman, you matter her, and you tell her you're greater than you are, the kiddush, the mekach tos, What about if you say you're less than you really are? Lumer zogin that you say you're a whatever. You're my father was a tzaddik of Oyla, my Zayda was the Rebbe of wherever, right? And ich bin abadan shel kedushim. And we find out, like, Mislamita, your father was a chvetzin, what, a garbage collector who couldn't read Hebrew, right? And your Zayda went to the same bis medrash, right? With your father, right? And you come from Pashut the stock. And you get married, almanas, that your father, your abadan shel kedushim. So obviously, it's kedushitos. What about fakert? You tell the person, right, that I'm a child of Amaratzim, Pshutim, or ordinary people. And we find that Aliba de Emes, that your Zayde is a Rebbe, and he has 10,000 Chassidim on the Perenchikas every Friday night by the dish. Are you Mekudeshes, or is she Mekudeshes or not? What? You made this about worse than you really, much better than you really are. Taloch is Itiyasa L'Shvach, is also not Mekudeshes. Hello? Oy bazoy, the Rebbe asked the Pashut the Shaila. Next Sana. Person gives the ringle, al menash shani tzadik gum. And you choish, the Kiddushin, why, says the Gemara Hashem, here a tshuva, b'daitoy, right? Maybe you did tshuva in your heart, right? Yeah? But oy bazoy, if you did tshuva, and your tshuva was in this Kabul, so you're about tshuva. And the Gemara says in Brach, it's a makadish about tshuva, imdim. So, memanavshach, you're not about tshuva. You're not a tzadik. You're either a Rosha, because you didn't do tshuva, or you did do tshuva, you're about tshuva. So, hey, chetimtza, that what? That the Shizmukudech, the Sofik, Shashav Kiddushim, says the Rebbe, Al Karcha Sarach Leimer, right? A tshuva in 1 minute, bin Laila, b'shayt achada, b'rig achada, could help to erase the name Rosha. Or to get to the Madregan, the Maila of a Baal tshuva, that takes hard work. You got to slug. The pashtus, a kapanim ordinary tshuva. Ordinary tshuva, right? You understand what I'm asking? So I'm not making life so easy. Ali b'demes, number one. Number two, I don't bichlal understand this concept. I have a problem with tshuva. Many problems with tshuva. That's another tshuva. I find it private thing. Yeah, there was a secular wit who once said, it's Apikursis, but he said even God could not cannot change the past, and therefore he created historians. Story is distorted, you know. By Eden, we have an expression, Ovar, Ovar, Va'osir Adayin, right? How can Tshuva change the past? What are the mechanics? How does it work? The past is past, right? You could sit there fasting, saying Taneisim, standing on your head, doing whatever you want to do, right? How do you change the Mitzvahs of the past? You're telling me Gemaras. I'm asking you, what's the logic? What's the rationale? But Poyel, you did something. How could you erase the past? Nishnodos, the kasha is even starker. There's a famous vort from the Vilna Gaon, it's brought in Shneisel Yoh and Likutim, who says, the famous, and there's an Indian of Lifnimi, Ato Osid Litain, Din V'Cheshb. L'chura, Shelzah Shaila, should be Cheshbin V'Din, whatever. So the girl says, I'm not going through all the Pirushim, there's two Inyon, there's an Indian of Din and Din V'Cheshb. The person did an Avera, so you get punished for the Avera. The Eber says, Tevea you for the Avera. Achutz di etzem Avera, there's a cheshbin. The Eber says, I've given you time. I've given you kishrenis. I've given you chushim. I've given you kuchus. Moshel ma'ad over doim. This Vilna Gaon doesn't say the Moshel. I'm just like Moshel. A king tells his loyal servant, go into my kerem, into my vineyard, which I adore. It's like mamish or whatever. And go and make sure and prune and whatever, do the avodas in the kerem, and therefore I will have beautiful fruits on the vine, right? What does the guy do? He not only did not do the work that the Bala, the Melech told him, but he went and chopped down the kerem, the vineyard. He bechabled the krovim. Hello? So what did he chayu for? Shtayim, two roys. Number one, you destroyed that which and number two, you didn't carry out. I wanted fruit, and I don't have it. So there's a chesed, there's a din for the actual aveira gufa, and there's a chesed of what have you done with the time that I've given you. So lomer zogin, for some reason, we're able to get rid of the aveira gufa. How in the world, the mafreya? Lomer zogin, I tainis, the Eberster, Eberster, Rachmanis, Right? I'm asking for shlichem chil kapora because ein al dem choytil mekay nichtus beruch shtus, and I was temporarily insane, and I was shikker lemiayin, and I wasn't thinking straight, and my wife and my shviger and my kids and my rabbi, whatever excuse you find, right? So lo mirzogin, I'm a geder of oynus. I'm an oynus. So lo mirzogin, the Eibishter accepts your tain of oynus. So we have a principle in halacha that oynus rachmona patr. So maybe if you understand, maybe you could be doyichik. How does tshuva work to get rid of the din? But how does tshuva work to get to undo the cheshbon that the Eibush has with you? You hear what I'm asking? The poil you haven't done, what you're supposed to do in the kerem. Okay, I really wanted to explain this big barichas, mamash barichas in the floor, based on the geres tshuva. I'll have to do it another time. I'm not going to do it now. From perek dalet to perek dalet, like myriad. I'll say it very simply. The inyan of tshuva, by definition, is an inyan of dilug, of jumping. That in life, there's a seder of the seder, there's madregas, there's shtalshus, right? Principle is anything that needs dargas, level to level, has to be done incrementally, step by step, up the ladder. You can't jump. Everything has to be done with an order, right? The motion. The holier something is, the more sublime, the greater it is, the more time that has to be involved. So the Gemara will say in Avodah Zarah, it's like koyim inish adaitid in the rabbi adar boim shnim. It takes 40 years to understand lenosav Hashem lechem leiv l'das v'leim liris, etc. Adayimis. Masha'in kin tshuva, when the Zohar said it's b'shaita chodo, that's because tshuva is l'maylam and aseder, l'maylam and adroga, l'maylam yiseder ashtalshus. Let me try to explain. I can't even explain. Just trust me on this. When the Eibishter created the world, what was the first thing he created? Time and space. Bereishis bara likim, the Esher Shemayim Vezoritz. Zman and Mokim are part of what? The Bria. The Eibishter himself, you don't got to be a genius to work out, is Lemaila from Zman and Lemaila from Mokim. Huh? The Eibishter is higher than Zman and Mokim. Zman and Mokim are a Nivr. They're part of Maisa Bereishis. Where does tshuva come from? The Gemara says himself, it's kadma le'olam. It's before time and space. Asher alkein tshuva reaches a level which is above time and above space. Tshuva Yisrael ad havaya l'keach, havaya is hoy hoy v'viya, where past, present, and future are totally irrelevant. And therefore tshuva, a person was mechabel b'kerem Hashem, or the person has a cheshbon, he didn't use it out. But therefore, tshuva works even lemafreya, where there's no difference between the over and the hoiv and the osid. That's why tshuva mehav. Talk about tshuva, higher levels of tshuva, right? We'll deal with tshuva mehav, which is not what I really want to talk about, is tshuva ilo. But tshuva mehav. Pasuk says, le'nosan Hashem lochem. Titus 4 is, since Gedoyle Tshuva, right? Tshuva is great, right? She's doing this Nasalik is Zochi, so the Gemara says, Yume Pevov, right? Va'ata Loi with an Aleph, that which is negative, Cain, the Eibishter made that you could change the Loi into Cain. Marshall, so Sofer famously says, a person sat in the movies, in the circus and whatever, and a pub, right? And he sat there whittling away his life with absolute hevel and rubbish and worse, right? And now he did a tshuva mehavo. Says the Chasam Sofer that the moments that you're in the pub or in the whatever, the movies, is what is considered as if you're in the Beis Knesses and Beis Hamedrash. And that's what David says, we say it every day. Shifti beveis Hashem kol yemei chaye. David was the bal tshuva, hikim ulu shel tshuva par excellence, that he wants all the past that he considered on Sanusay that he messed up should be considered as if I was a besmedrash. And the Chasam Sofer says elsewhere that a person sat yid mishkulchu. Till now, every year you brought up a carbon lavi dezor, and now you did tshuva. Now lemafreya, all the carbonus lavi dezora were considered to be the carbonus l'shem Hashem. And the famous Chasam Sofer, as he puts it, a person, Rachmana L'Shlan, ate nevelus and treifus, and now he did Tshuva Mehava, it's now as the Nevelis and Treifis, the McDonald's cheeseburger, is now considered as if he was eating Psochim in the Yishalayim Ir HaKodesh, Lefnai V'Lefnim. The famous story, there was a, I think I mentioned this in the past, there was a doctor called Chaim David of Petrikov. Chaim David, doctor, he's written in Siddur's form. And Gansa Maisa, I'm not time elaborate. Rav David Lelever was Makarev, he shut him to the Choyzer, and he became not a Baal Teshuva. He became a Yid, a Tzadik, he said, Oilom, a Kodesh Vitor, a Poel Yeshua, he could call Mamish, Kvalgim Adregis. And when he was about to leave the world, the Tver Shleima of Radoms came to visit him. And when he saw the Tver Shleima, and he was crying. So he thought, what is he crying about? Hacher Teshuva, Tzadikim Chalimim Betshuva, he's crying. So this Tver Shleima wanted to be Margia. He said, Hayomim Harishoyinim Yiplu. The first days will be erased. So with She'eru, the last vestige of strength, the Chaim David sat up, and he said, I'm not mevater on any of my Averis of my youth. Because he did a Madrega of Tshuva, which doing is not like his Zochius. And the Beis Yisrael, when he told the story, he quoted a Sefer Nechmat V'Noyim for Bar Kosover, who's that shot in Pasuk in this week's Parsha. Loisisoyev Adoimi Ki Achiru. Edoim, red, always refers to Averus, Imi Yuchadim Rashonim, right? Loisisoyev Adoimi, don't hate your Averus, Ki Achichu, Achichu stands for Nutrikun, Imi Yuchato Echem Kashonim Kashelo Yobin. Because you have the ability of changing it into something positive. The Vina Rav says a very big word. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, the Fayin Ches, Amr Shulam Lachmeni, Amr Rabbi Yenizan, May Dichsiv, the Pasuk says, Al Kein Yomer HaMoshlim, Boyu Cheshmen, Al Kein Yomer HaMoshlim, Elu HaMoshlim B'Yitzram, Boyu Cheshmen, Boyu V'Nachshiv, Cheshmen Yishl Eilam, Tzchar Mitzvah, Kein Gera Seyda, V'Mata Oysa Kein, what? Tibona V'Zikoinin, Tibona B'Elam Azeh, Tikoinin B'Elam Habo. What pshat here? This is this word of the Groh. Right? That there's a din and there's a cheshmer. And there's two trees. So he says, Sadiqim, obviously they did tshuva. Aber they're always worried that tshuva wasn't perfect. And at most, the tshuva was meyira, because always there's a gia atzmus. It's very hard to do tshuva mehava. Shem shemayim, right? Asher alkein, the people who are moshlim b'yitzrim, they've conquered the Yetzer. Or they have a problem, what? So, Tatenach, the tshuva that I've done previously, got rid of the din, the punishment of din. Or Vosimit the Cheshmin, that the Sheir is my koiches, my abilities, my time, went in dread. Right? Al kin yoimru hamoishl biyitzram boyu v'nachshiv cheshboinishil oilam. What about the Cheshmin of? Right. In other words, the purpose of life is that a person shouldn't come begapa yovi begapa yitzi. So I'll do a zat tshuva, and I'll get rid of my averus. Right. So I come out at the end of the day, after 120 years, I'm broke even. My tshuva got rid of the averus. Kamitzus, I didn't do much because I was busy, whatever. Of the Eibush to Berachmav wiped it away. So I'm even. The cheshbonish olam. Why did a person create a person? You're here to make profit, not to not make a loss. Right? So therefore they're always doing tshuva, whatever, and therefore if you do so, and you're always, the person's always living higher tshuva and deeper tshuva, then tibona v'sikrenin. And this was the Vina Rav, that's part of this week's parasha, beginning of this week's parasha. Ki siyena le'ish nei nosh, achas ahuva v'achas nu, v'yoldu l'shei bonam ahuva v'as nu, v'hoya b'na b'chor la, snu, v'hoya b'yoyim anchili yuzbonam eitr yiloi, v'yuchu l'vakir is b'na ahuva, al p'nei b'na b'chura, he raised. What's pshat here? We're talking about the ish. It refers to the Eibishter Hashem Yishmulchom, and he has two wives, two partners. Achas Ahuva, which refers to a tzaddik meikora who never was toyim tamchet, and Achas Asnu, the guy was in the pub in Manchester United, all the structure place, right? And they both have payers, but obviously the tshuva. The person says, I will appreciate the Ben Ahuva, who lived his life, brought up in Mamish and Kedush Vatara from day one, from whatever, right? Al Pnei Ben Asnua, the one who caused whatever. So he did wipe away his whatever. But the emes is that the Bechor is the Ben Asnua, because the Maila, first of all, the Gemara, in itself, there's a Maila in a Baal Tshuva over a Tzad, because the Gemara says, Nisha does a second vort. There's a vort from the Dovna Magid, it's from the Rebbe Rabbinim, from many tzaddikim said this vort. There's a pasuk in Shlomo HaMelech says, Toiv l'shmoya gairas chochom, mi'ishremeya shir ksil. Right? A pasuk like that in Kehelos. Hello, you remember this? Hello? So the famous pshat in tzaddikim, it's proper, it's better, it's to hear gairas chochom, who should give musar? Right? So I could speak here, right? Toiv l'shmaya garas chacham, right? Me ish shemeya shir ksil. A person who's familiar with the shir of ksilim, he could give you musar. But if a person was sadik to meikoro, right? Never sinned, doesn't know anything from ilm hazes, poshut living in aza rarefied ivory tower of kedush v'tara. So the guy who's supposed to be listening says to himself, what does he know about my Yitzhar? What does he know about Velt and the Taivus of this world? I have said Gornish and Velt, right? No wonder he's able to give us a Musar. So from who is it better to hear Garas Chacham? Me'ish Shemeya Shirksil. And the Chum Sofer says a beautiful, Meritik of Shat, Mamre Divri Pi Chacham Chayim. The Pasuk says, until them ki lo yanuach shevet ha-resha al gerah ha-sadikim. It's not like you normally touch, but lo yanuach shevet ha-resha. Who could give a shevet musar to Rishoyim? Right? It's not Goyrel Tzadikim. A Tzadik to Meikara, it's not his mandate. It's not his... Ashkoch Protest didn't choose him to give the shevet musar to the Rishoyim because people will just, you know, just get lost. What do you know about the world? What do you know about Elam Hazar? What do you know about Yitzhar? Aber, right? Why? Because Leman Yishlo Tzadikim Bavlos of Yedei, and the Eibishter wants the Tzadikim to be pure and pristine, and not to be toying from Tamchet. Aber the pasuk says, "Vamatim akalkuloisam." Those people who were once upon a time in left field, and they did whatever, yeah, and now they were chayzer b'tshuva. Right? You with me? Yeah. They are the people Elichev Hashem is pele of, and they're able to speak to pele of. Right? A remez said the Vina of Nisik Parsha, Uviyarta Ramikir Becha, Vachal Am Yishmu Viro. Only a person who he himself had to be uproot the Yetzirah from himself, the Ramikir Becha, he from Vachal Am Yishmu, people will take notice. So there's again a din and a chet, which by the way, the difference between Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is true of Meira, right? So Sukkot becomes what? Shumahava, Rishon Chesh Ben Avoyins. Why not Mitzvah Yom Kippur? Because it's after the true mehava that underlines whatever. By the way, I'm not time. I'm over time anyway. And that's back the Chazal say Shuva Yisrael, that when Reuven, David said to Reuven, "Ato pasachta b'tshuva tchila," right? Chayecha ben bincha she'anovi will say Shuva Yisrael al Hashem nekecha. I have no time to elaborate. The same idea. Everyone asked. I the Marishin Mitkayin. Every bunch of people all did Shuva before. They did Shuva from the Aveira, from the past. Who is Peseach B'tshuva Tchilo? Or Tzorim Taich. The Chadish Yemenu Kikedem, the Mafreya, the Mailem and Azman. That's the idea of Reuven. I have no time to elaborate. I'll just end off by saying, just end off the Mulitz Yosef Rechal Yisrol. It's brought in the Ben Ishchai, brings the Menis Forum, that although we have a principle that's Char Mitzvah by Amalekah, the Abraham doesn't reward us for mitzvahs in this world, one exception is Tshuva Mehav. Because all other mitzvahs, you say, Miyak Dimane Vashalom. The Abish gave you a child, you're able to perform bris mila and chinuch, whatever. Give you money, give tzaka, whatever. Give you a house, you can do a mic, whatever. Aber, never Miyak Dimane Vashalom. Tshuva, the Abish never asked you to sin, so now you could do as a madrega of a tshuva. That's not Bidei Shemayim, that's in Europe. And Lefi Zev, I don't know, just end up with a Meiridik story. I think I must have told it to you in the past, but it's a Meiridik story. It's one of the stories I'm a Michov. In Tofresh Lamed Hay, there was a chassan, a big chassan. The Shalom Yosef, the son of the Alter Rebbe of Siaten, was marrying the granddaughter of the Trisker Magid. That two major Chernobyl region, two major dynasties, billions of Siddim come, it's a Gansa Avoidu, Sadiqim. The Trisker Magid, who was a Kodesh Elyon, if you ever learn Mogen Avram, it's like, wow, it's like one of these forms that can blow your mind, right? Big tzaddik. But he came late to the chasam. And you know that every cry is every chotzer of every, you know, you always have a few chassidim shoytim, or fools, you know. So there was a satin chassid who got angry, how dare the Triska Magid keep my Rebbe waiting to come to the chuppah? But you should know it's the Kabbalah from the Chayyim of others that 40 days before the child is born, and the Machr is Baspleini Lepleini, they're also Machr's exactly when the date of the time of the Chasen will take place. So you could stand on your head and you could employ the best wedding planner you know. It ain't going to happen before it's going to happen. That's a klal gadol for mechutanim and chasas. Anyway, but the Tzitzis Magid made him wait. So he took his nekama. As the Tzitzis Magid was walking to the chuppah, this chassid shaitas, he had a long, long coat, whatever. He stood on his coat as it trailed on the floor. And he stuck. He can't move. Until he let him go. I gave him a bizoy, a patch. The chassidim saw this, and they are very, very angry. And one of them went and told, there's two factions here. They told the Satana Rebbe what his stupid chassid did. Hatef choroloi. So he called this chassid over, and he told him, you're out of your mind. He's really angry. And he called him to a dintur. So you have this dintur between the Satana, the original son, like a Kodesh Elyon, and this his chassid. And there's like, he's scared for his life. Everyone's scared, like, what's going to happen? They'll have a pay to this guy, he'll be Ashram Blot, right? Who's going to be the Rav to Paskin distant Torah? So both the Trisker Magid and the Satan Rebbe will get the Koich of Miyank, who is the father of the Shabina Rav. Sarah Torah for our generation, right? He'll sit in the Torah. He listens to the Satan with pouring out his wrath at this foolish Chosid. And he asked the Chosid, Nu, what's your... The guy was crying his eyes out. By bushes, chlimis, acharot mi oimekalev and oimekanefera, or chapni amishigas. So the Chicham Yankov had to pass him. So he passed him. There was a meisel like that, a mole in Ostro, where the Rosh Hakol was a fine person, helped everyone. There was one guy who was a mori nefesh, had a bitter life. He had no money, and he had four daughters which he gieled the pirkon. And he doesn't have the dunya, and like bitter his life, and he had this mishigas that the Rosh Hakol helped him find, that's making his life a misery. And the whole time he goes around town, chirufim v'gudufim against this Rosh Hakol, is really a very nice person. The Kol couldn't bear it anymore. They called him to the dintayr by Rabbi Abel. He sat and he heard the dintayr, right? He was a tzaddik, right? So he said, "Azoy," right? The emes is, why is this person acting crazily? Because Anias is my viren, as all the maldaite, valdaskoina, you're not normal. You have four daughters, like the nishyon is a gefela. So oibar zoi, right? I pass in that the Rosh Hakol should employ this schlechter, and once he works for you, and you'll give him parnasa barchova, he'll see bistaguter, bistachayachazin, you're a fine person, and he'll herof him, whatever, and then he'll taka ask you taka michil, whatever. Said the Kriyach of Yankov, the Shabinero's father, I pass him the same thing here. Zaharov, right? He said, this guy, this Chosid Shoita, was Mavaza, the Tzitzis Magid, right? What should be the Oynish? The Tzitzis Magid has to bench him with Bonachayim Mezoin. And he'll have everything good, and he'll be able to marry off all four daughters in this year, Barchova, right? And then he will have no kindness against the Tzitzis Magid anymore. And then he will go to him and ask Mechila, right? And everything will be Achtav Yisrael. And the Chabina Rav said at the end of the story, a kluger mensch, right, is came only, she always finds an eitzah to every situation. And you think of the story, so when a person is saying an elul and yod inish benafshe, what do you ask the Eibishter? Same story, right? A kluger mensch, right? Let the Eibishter give everyone a ksivah simatoyva, bonachayim mezuina, and we'll see how much we're shulim to the Eibishter, and then everything will be good after Yisrael. Amen.